The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack. With your host, Lindsay Ward. And her producer, Sir Rocket. Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It is the Dragon Con edition because, yes, I have finally recovered from my Dragon Con hangover. It was amazing. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Yes, we are here to talk all things Dragon Con, Lindsay's experience at the event, the controversies throughout the entire con, and so much more. You can interact with the show on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Linz Ward, as you normally do when we're live for our normal show, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
I'm excited. Excited! Because Dragon Con was amazing. It was as much fun as last year, if not more.
So this is Lindsay's second year going to Dragon Con, and we're going to sort of break down the event, her thoughts on the entire con itself, and some things surrounding the con, some controversies that took place. We'll hold off on those for a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's start with a general overall view on the con this time around, since it is your second go-around. Were you able to figure things out better this time?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much easier this is when you actually know where you're going and you know what you're doing. This makes it – that has made, like, all the difference in the world. I have to say that just because I understood this year what to expect in terms of just the crowds, how to get down there, just, you know, overall knowing where things were, that made this experience a lot better than last year. Not to say that last year was bad. It was just, for me, it was a shock because that last year was not only my first Dragon Con, it was my first convention ever. Like, I had never been to any kind of comic convention ever until last year. And so I had no idea what to expect. This year, I knew what to expect. I knew there were going to be a lot of people. I knew it was going to be really crowded. So I was ready for it. Like, I had mentally, I bucked myself up for it. Like, okay, you know, there's going to be people cutting me off, bumping into me, stepping on me, and it'll be fine, and I'll be okay, and I'll just go huddle myself in a little corner for a while, and it'll be okay. So, yeah. Knew what to expect. Totally fine. It was so much more fun this year because I knew what was coming. And also because I made smarter choices this year than I did last year.
And what were some of these smarter choices that you made?
I bought my MARTA tickets on Friday.
So you used one of your survival tips from last year's podcast.
I used many of my survival tips. No, because I had to go down on Thursday to get my badge, which, by the way, Dragon Con folks, thank you so much for extending the hours to go come get your press badge. Y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for that. I didn't have to rush down there like I did last year.
Awesome.
But yes, I used one of the survival tips, which is I bought my MARTA tickets early and I bought them online. Because last year I didn't realize you, one, could buy them online and two, she could buy them early. I thought you had, I still, you know, stupid me, because I don't ride MARTA that much because it doesn't come up where I live. I thought you had to buy your tickets at the station.
Right.
Because I knew you could buy, like, multiple tickets. I knew that much, but it's like I only ever need two tickets. You know, it's like one to get down the airport, one to get back from the airport. So, because that's all I use MARTA for. So for me, it was like, I'm going to need 2 days worth of tickets. I just didn't know that you could buy them online. So I figured that out, that you could buy them online last year, which that's what I did this year, was I just loaded up my card, bought the tickets on Friday, and I bought them in enough advance that when I went to get on the train Saturday morning, hey, look at that. It works. That is one tip, y'all, that if you buy your MARTA tickets, and this isn't from Dragon Con, this is just from since learning this and trying it. If you buy your MARTA tickets, when they tell you that they're instantly available for the train, they lie. They lie so hard. So if you're going to buy train tickets for MARTA in Atlanta, make sure you buy them at least 24 hours beforehand just to make sure that they're there. Because otherwise, they lie really, really, really hard.
It takes 24 hours?
In my experience, it's taken 24 hours.
Good tip.
They're supposedly available instantly, but like I said, they lie. It might take a couple hours, but I just gave it 24 just to be completely safe. Because on their website, it does say for, like, bus is 24 hours. And then for any of the external, like, Gwinnett or CCT or any of the other external transit systems, it's like 2 days to load up the cart.
So there you go, everybody. Make sure you get your MARTA tickets early.
Yes, yes. Which, that was a smart call on my part. I felt, you know, because it's like I got to the train station, pulled right in, was able to go right to the train. I didn't have to stand in line for tickets. I didn't have to worry about it. I was just able to go up to the platform. It was fantastic. The only thing that sucked about that morning was Chick-fil-A ran out of chicken biscuits. It actually ran out of all breakfast things.
Come on, Chick-fil-A. Be more prepared. It's a con.
Well, to be fair, I went down later this year. I didn't go down early this year because the parade was on CW this year, which that was amazing. Please do that again next year. So it's like you could sit at home and watch the parade at home. It was great. It's awesome. So I went to go get Chick-fil-A. So I like DVR'd it and I watched the first little part and I DVR'd it and then went down to catch the train. And I went to Chick-fil-A and they ran out of breakfast right at 10:30. I'm not even kidding. Like right at 10:30. They were like, yeah, we don't have any more breakfast stuff.
It's a con, people. Be more prepared.
It's like, how did you do that? Well, no. Okay. Here's the thing.
I know. There was a whole bunch of other things going on. There was football. There was another parade. I know. I got it. But still, be more prepared.
They don't know this. Okay? So let me just set this up for you. All right? It was Dragon Con weekend. So there were about 77,000 people, probably swelled up to maybe 100 for the parade, downtown for that.
Yeah, we should mention that Dragon Con announced a record attendance of more than 77,000 people for its 30th anniversary celebration. That's amazing.
That's awesome. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, just wanted to throw that out there.
It's like WrestleMania level people.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Two, there was the opening bout for SEC football between UGA and UNC going on down at the Georgia Dome, which is like a mile from where Dragon Con is being held. So you have all the fans going to that game, which it's like a 80 or so thousand seat arena, something in that range, 70, 80,000 seat arena, plus all the tailgaters.
It's a lot of folk. We're up to about 150,000 people in that general area.
Or more. Because then you also have the people that are, it's Labor Day weekend, so they're all downtown to go to the aquarium and the World of Coke and Centennial Olympic Park and all the stuff that's, all the awesome, amazing stuff that's downtown. And then you also have Black Gay Pride going on downtown. And you had so much downtown that weekend. It was crazy. There were so many people. I don't know how they did it. Like, I don't know how they did it. I know walking the streets was just madness because there were traffic jams of people. Not cars, people at stoplights trying to cross the streets. It was just like mobs. It was insanity. And it was a mixture of football fans and Dragon Con, which was hilarious.
Odd combination, but it sort of works.
Hey, you know, to their credit, the SEC fans just kind of went with it.
They get painted up. Dragon Con people get painted up and costumed up. You know, all works together.
They were taking pictures together. Everybody was laughing and joking and getting along. It was great. Couldn't ask for a better atmosphere.
So, you get to the con. General thoughts of what you saw.
Lots of awesome costumes. Like I said, I went down a little bit later because I had DVR'd the parade. I did the parade last year. It was awesome. But because they were showing it on TV this year, I didn't feel the need to necessarily get up early and go down there. So, I went down there about, I guess I got down there about 11-ish and hit the America's Mart first because everybody was still at the parade and so it was kind of empty and you could just basically walk right into it. You didn't have to wait in line to get in, which was awesome. And saw a lot of really, really cool stuff. There were a lot of the same vendors from last year and there were some new people. There were some new vendors. I had to go in search of a pop for a friend. Yeah. So a friend, a really good friend of mine was like, oh, hey, they sell pop vinyls at Dragon Con, right? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, can you find me this Hot Topic exclusive? I'm like, do you understand how many pop vinyls they sell at Dragon Con? They have like 20 booths with thousands of pops, like every pops. I actually saw the Golden Girls. They didn't have Blanche, though. I was pissed.
Come on, people. Get with the program. Make sure you have Blanche.
But I was like, okay, you want me to go find it? Okay. So I actually did find it.
Hey.
He's very happy.
Awesome.
He's very excited. But yeah, they had the same vendors from last year. And what was cool about the America's Mart was last year was they just had the first, I think, two floors of it for the dealer room.
Right.
Yes, the dealer room is that big. If you've never been, the dealer room is that big. But this year, they took over the third floor.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which they had a little bit more of the dealer room, but they also had the arcade.
So tell me a little bit about this arcade.
This is a genius idea. I don't know who came up with this, but for the love of God, please do it next year and make it bigger. You know all the classic arcade games? Like the big old school arcade games?
Yes.
They had those.
Really?
They had like 20 of them.
Like, what did they have? What are some of the games they had?
I think they had Pac-Man.
Ooh,
and
Pac-Man.
I didn't get a chance to look at all of them because they were all taken pretty much. But yeah, they had like every... I think there was Street Fighter. There was some weird Japanese game that we couldn't figure out. I mean, there was just a bunch of really cool old school arcade games. And, you know, of course, all the old folks like me were freaking out because it's like, hey, I remember that. Because you don't see them anymore.
No, it's harder to find arcades.
You can't find them anymore because everybody has personal gaming systems. It's like, I haven't seen an arcade since, and this is going to date me, since the roller rink when I was a kid.
That would be a while.
Like, we used to have a roller skating rink, and they had this big old arcade in the back that you could just play games. And they shut the roller rink down, and they turned it into a Goodwill, which sucks. Actually not. Goes to good folks, but...
No more roller rink. You know, great, they're helping out people, but you're missing the roller rink.
It's fun.
Part of your childhood, gone.
And then it's like the other place was like Chuck E. Cheese, I think, that had an arcade, maybe.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Maybe. The only Chuck E. Cheese we had here closed. I don't know how a Chuck E. Cheese goes out of business with the amount of kids that we have in this area other than health stuff, but it closed. It's like, man, that's an icon.
It really is.
It had been here for like 30 years. It's like, it's an icon. It's Chuck E. Cheese. Come on.
Right.
Tangents. Anyway, but yeah. They had the arcade there, and then they also had the comic book artists there.
Oh.
So the Pop Art Alley was where the arcade was, so it was all right there together, which was awesome, because last year they had the comic artists with the art show, mm-hmm. and it was all crammed in there together, and it was all really tight. This year they had a lot of space, and I think they had more artists, and they were able to set up and spread out, and they had work on display, they had booths. And it was just really, really awesome. You had everybody drawing. It's like, I just want to, like, stay here.
You found your spot.
I found my spot.
Because you're an artist, so, you know, that's where it draws you in. No pun intended.
No pun intended. And yes, I kind of marked out because two of my favorite artists were there.
Which were who?
So Megan Laura and Scott Blair. Like, I actually freaked out for Scott Blair because I didn't realize he was going to be there. If you don't know who Scott Blair is, years and years and years ago, many years ago, well, not many, but several.
Back in the day.
Back in the day of, like, the height of TNA, the height of ROH, the height of really, like, indie wrestling in the early 2000s, mid to early 2000s, Scott Blair did all this really amazing art for TNA and ROH and all these companies, and it was just absolutely fantastic. Like, he actually did a cover of one of TNA's DVDs, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Best of the X Division. He did that cover.
Nice.
So, I didn't realize he was going to be there. And I just walked by his booth, and I was like, oh my god, he's here, holy... It's like, because, you know, it's like, when you get the physical listing of everybody's who's there, it's, you know, literally a half an inch thick of newspaper print paper.
Right.
So it's extremely thick, and it's like, to just go through everything and look at who's going to be there... It's just so much, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. So it just to happen to walk by and see Scott Blair sitting there, I was like, and I may or may not have freaked out in front of him.
We can confirm she freaked out in front of him.
I made a complete idiot out of myself in front of Scott Blair, but it's okay.
It's what you do. It's okay. It's a con. That's what happens.
It's gone. See, I'm an art nerd. I'm a complete art nerd. So for me, it's like, the fact that they had all the comic book artists there and, you know, you could see them all drawing and you could see them all working and just, it was like, oh, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have found my people.
I'm home. They're my people.
I'm home. And there's an arcade. Perfect.
What else could you ask for?
I don't know. But it was awesome.
So, you see all the artists, you see the arcade. What else did you say?
Well, then I went and saw my friends who were staying at the Westin, and then I sat with them in line, because I didn't actually go to the panel, but I sat with them in line for Steven Universe, the panel.
Right.
Second panel. You know, this is my only criticism, and I promised them that I would say this, and hopefully we don't get in trouble for it, but but I promise them, because they're huge Steven Universe fans, and everybody else in line was a huge Steven Universe fan, and this is why I didn't go to the panel, because I'm not into Steven Universe, so I didn't want to take the opportunity away from somebody else that really wanted to be in there, just so I could stay with my friends. So it's like, I'd rather give up my seat and let somebody else have it than take the chance away from somebody, because they only did two panels for Steven Universe. They were in this itty-bitty, tiny, tiny room. Like, I think it seated maybe 200 people max.
Right.
Maybe. It was standing room only both days. Please! Next year for Dragon Con, I'm begging you guys, please put it in a bigger room. Please expand out the panel. Please!
It's so popular, it needs more room, so expand it, double the size, get more people involved.
No, you don't understand. The first day, because they did one on Friday, right? So this was Saturday. On Friday, they cut the line off 2 hours before the panel started. 2 hours! Saturday, my friends and I went down there, and we were down there 2 hours early to get in line to make sure they got in. I'm not even kidding. The line for Steven Universe, because it was down in the basement of the Hyatt, went all the way through the basement, down into the parts of the basement you weren't supposed to go down into, down out of the hotel, and around and outside of the hotel.
That's a long line.
It was a hugely long line. Please, guys, I'm begging you, expand out the panel. Please. They will appreciate it wholeheartedly. But on the upside, I caught a Dratini while I was waiting. So there's that.
So there is that. Hashtag Pokemon Go.
So many lures. So many lures.
So let's talk about that for a sec, because it's a big thing right now, Pokemon Go, and it's good to be around a convention for this game.
The only bad thing about Pokemon Go is that it kills your battery. So you really have to conserve your battery and your backup batteries if you want to play Pokemon Go. I didn't have it open a lot because it kills the battery on my phone. And I was trying to, it's like I need my phone all day and I have only one backup with me. It's good for two charges. So I just want to make sure that I don't burn my battery out because I need it to get home just in case something happens when I get back to my car.
You said something very interesting that people should take note of. She said batteries. Make sure you have multiple batteries when you go to the con.
Yes, and I also took my wall charger with me, which was good because I found a couple spare plugs, which I was able to kind of park it for a little while and charge my phone up through a wall plug and not have to use my backup battery, which was good.
Which is good, but make sure you have multiple batteries, especially if you're going to be there the entire day.
Yep. Make sure you can go to Target, you can get like the cheap little ones, or you can get the really nice, expensive booster packs that are multiple charge. That are just spectacular. Mine's just a cheap little one, but it works beautifully. Took it to Dragon Con last year, took it all around Europe.
It works.
It's fantastic.
Money well spent.
But I do have to say this, in walking around the con, because once I left my friends, I went up to see the artist gallery, or the art show, which had some just amazing art like it did last year. I mean, mermaids and fairies and sculptures and just, you name it. It was all so pretty. And I wish I could have afforded some of it, but sadly I can't. Sad face. Tier. But one thing I have to say is last year there was not a lot of food at Dragon Con. This year there was, and I have to compliment them on it. This year they really stepped up their game in making more food stations available throughout the con. It's like I was in the West End and they had up on the Overlook, which is the 6th floor, they had like a burrito stand. They actually managed to get Chick-fil-A to open on Sunday.
That's incredible.
That's impressive. But it's like they had food on all three floors of the America's Mart. It was in the Westin. It was in the Hyatt. I'm sure it was in the other hotels as well. They really stepped up their game in terms of having food available for the con, which I really, truly appreciate. And I know my friends do, too. I know everybody that went did because it made it so much easier to get food. Because when you have 100,000+ people downtown and you're all trying to get into the restaurants that are right there by the con, it's impossible.
Right.
It is absolutely impossible. So it's like a lot of people stop at the grocery stores on their way into town and they pick up everything they need in terms of snack food, and then they have food in their rooms. This made it easier for people because it's like, oh, hey, in addition to the 50 million other things that you have to bring to the con, you don't necessarily have to bring food. You just have to bring your own booze. And there was a lot of it.
Well, that comes in handy.
That comes in very handy. I happen to know of a person that had to use GPS to get 6 blocks from where they were drinking back to the hotel because they were that wasted.
Sounds like a good night.
Much fun to be had by all.
So, now I think we should sort of talk about the one little controversy surrounding the con.
Oh my god. Oh lord. Okay, this is not on Dragon Con at all. The way that they handled this... Well done. Bravo. So these two idiots, because I'm just going to preface this, show up. I think it was... I want to say it was Sunday... But it's all a little hazy. You know, weekend, alcohol, fun, partying, yay, woohoo. Doing the Fandango, you can't see it. Anyway, at some point, either Saturday or Sunday, these two idiots show up dressed, wait for it, as 9/11.
That just ain't right.
You know, I've seen a lot of wrong things. I've done a lot of wrong things. It's like, why would you do that? Because they thought it was funny. They thought it was hilarious. It's like, oh yeah, we're cosplaying as 9/11. It's like, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Like, I've seen some really borderline costumes at, you know, online and at Dragon Con last year where you're like, it's not 100% okay, but it's like, it's a con. You let it kind of go because you're like, okay, all right, I'm not gonna judge. That's your thing. You're here to have fun. That's not okay. This was, what were you thinking? To walk into, I think it was the Marriott, I think is where they were, and be dressed as 9/11 and be joking and laughing about it. And it was so bad that so many people complained to Dragon Con about the costumes at Dragon Con, dispatched security to go and find them to pull their badges, only to discover they were not, in fact, con guests. They were just two random people that walked into the hotel, which realistically you can do. You only need your Dragon Con badge to get into, like, the dealer room and to get in the panels and to get in a couple other places to just walk into the lobbies of the hotels and just kind of hang out there. You don't necessarily need a badge for that.
Right.
So if you just want to go down and people watch, you can. That's totally fine. You just can't get into anything because you don't have a badge. So that's what these people did, is they just dressed up and they went down to have fun, except they dressed up as 9/11. It's like, what is wrong with you?
You have to wonder about people sometimes, honestly.
I mean, seriously. And especially, this was Labor Day weekend. You know, it was like a week before 9/11. It's like, how stupid are you? And this got to the point that it went viral. It went freaking viral online. Everybody was talking about it. It was awful. I am literally surprised that they just got in trouble. Given that, you know, the amount of alcohol that is consumed during Dragon Con, it makes it sound so awful, but it's not, I promise.
It's a good time. Everyone's having a good time.
It's a really good time. It's like, I'm seriously surprised nothing bad happened to them. I mean, it's like, I have to applaud everybody that saw it and didn't do anything. I mean, just, that is some self-restraint right there. That's some serious, serious self-restraint.
So big props to the Hall of the Dragon Con people. Handle it, and all the people at Dragon Con for, you know, not acting out.
Oh, and I gotta talk to my boy for a second. Not that he's really my boy, but Xavier, honey, one, top-notch cosplays this year. Two, next year, bring Finn. Because there were Finn Balor cosplays this year.
There are a lot of wrestling cosplays this year from what I've gathered, just from all the pictures.
There were two Finns, there was a Kevin Owens, a Stone Cold, a Dean Ambrose, a Sergeant Slaughter, Becky Lynch, Bayley.
There were two men. Then Xavier found two men. It was awesome.
It was hilarious. There was an NWO Hogan that walked up to Xavier and he was like, I need to talk to you. And Xavier was just like,
yeah, go follow Xavier Woods PhD on the Twitter machine and you can see all his Dragon Con adventures because he hit every stop.
Oh, he was everywhere at Dragon Con. But it's like, dude, you need to convince Becky and Finn and Sasha. You need to bring Sasha to Dragon Con. Please. Please bring her to Dragon Con. She's going to lose her mind. And then get her to dress up as Sailor Moon because she will slay.
Just saying.
Like, he needs to bring a group next year to Dragon Con. And he does. He brings his friends every year, but it's like, he needs to bring, like, Becky and Sasha and Finn and Sammy and just, like, all these nerds. Just bring them, please. And I say nerds in the best sense. It's like, just bring them, please. Bring them.
Nerds in a term of endearment, as she wants to put it.
I say it with love.
Say it with love.
With love.
So, we need to advise people of a couple things. One, book your hotels right now.
Yes. Yes. Hotel reservations are open. If you're thinking of attending DragonCon next year, you need to call now, okay? Do not wait until January. Do not wait until July. Call now, because the hotels fill up extremely fast if you want to get one in one of the main con hotels, or if you just want to get a room downtown.
Especially since this year they had people from all around the world in all 50 states at the show, including Japan, New Zealand, and Fiji.
That's awesome. I think there were people there from Australia, too.
Believe so as well. There was over 400 actors, artists, authors, and creators at the show.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled in the crowd, because a lot of the actors actually like to go out in cosplay.
Which is very cool.
Which is really cool if you think about it, because they want to have fun too.
Yeah.
Like, they want to be a part of it too and have fun and just enjoy themselves. So it's like, yeah, they'll get dressed up and they'll go mingle in the crowd. And it's a huge crowd. So it's like, you're not... And the thing is, it's like, if you see somebody that looks like somebody, you're kind of like, oh, that's an awesome cosplay. You don't think it's the actual person.
Gotta keep your eyes open all time.
Like, there was a guy that was a dead ringer for House. Like, a dead ringer. It's like, holy crap.
Was that Hugh Laurie?
Yeah, was that Hugh Laurie? No. No, he's not here.
Are we sure?
Yes. We checked.
Okay. Just making sure.
We double checked. He wasn't there.
So book your hotels now, and word of advice, get your tickets, because memberships are going up.
Yeah, so the starting price for memberships went up, I think, by $20. They're $80 this year, I think, versus $60 last year. And the prices continue to go up for the memberships as time progresses. So if you want to get in and you want to get the best price for a DragonCon membership, now would be the time.
So get on that right now,
because
folks.
I think they go up. I don't want to say it's the 15th, but I think they go up soon. But DragonCon also had several very successful charity events this year. So congratulations to them. They did a blood drive this year where they had many, many, many... What's the number on the donations? Do we have the number on the donations?
For the donations itself, it was... DragonCon raised about $98,000 for its 2016 official charity, the Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency, which helps homeless individuals on a pathway to achieving a healthy independence. For the Pay It Forward blood drive, attracted a huge turnout, with about 3,000 attendees donating about some 6,000 units of blood and blood products this year. The annual blood drive, consistently ranked as the largest convention-based blood drive, benefits LifeSouth, which serves more than 40 hospitals in the Atlanta area and 110 hospitals in the Southeast. And going back to the fundraising efforts, they raised, like I said, $98,000, and since 2012, they've raised over $440,000 for official charities.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's doing good. That's doing serious good. You know, it's like, you take this convention where everybody's down there and you're raising charitable donations, you're getting blood donations. I mean, that's amazing work. So, congratulations to them. I mean, seriously, well done. Very well done.
Amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff. But all I have to say, second year at DragonCon, as amazing as the first, I can't wait for next year.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun time had by all next year at DragonCon. Hope you all enjoyed going to DragonCon this year. By Lindsay's account, it was a great event. And we'll see what happens next year, but I say that does it for this special edition of The Rack Extra.
Tune in every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com for the regular show, The Rack, where we talk all things pro wrestling, and now that it's football season... Football, because football! And then stay tuned, because The Rack Extra Total Bellas will be debuting soon, along with The Rack Extra Total Divas, when that comes back towards the end of the year, so you don't want to miss it.
You can find all things at RackRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com. You can keep up to date. Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard. Keep it up to date on all the fine stuff we do right here with The Rack.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to Rack Extra, DragonCon Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you on Thursdays. Bye!